The following has been recorded in conjunction with OU Torah, the Daf HaShavua Foundation, and Congregation Beth Aaron. We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the third wide line, beginning with the word Itmar. Of course, the subject of the Gemara until now has been based on the first Machlokas in the Mishnah, Daf Beitza Amud Aleph, regarding a Beitza Shenol B'Yomtif. An egg was laid on Yomtif, and we have had a major discussion regarding the status of the egg on that day itself, Machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel. The Gemara now records a related machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding the status of an egg which is laid on a Shabbos, which is followed by a Yom Tif, or a Yom Tif, which is followed by a Shabbos. Itmar, Shabbos v'Yom Tif. We have a Shabbos and a Yom Tif, Rashi says, smuchin. We're talking about a Shabbos and a Yom Tif, one follows the other, but what in the Yom Tif Shabbos? It doesn't make a difference whether the Shabbos precedes the Yom Tif, or the Yom Tif precedes the Shabbos. Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Rav says, if the egg was laid on Shabbos, and Shabbos is followed immediately by Yom Tif, if it is laid on Shabbos, it is still going to be usur on the subsequent day of Yom Tif. And the same is true in the reverse scenario. If the egg is laid on Yom Tif, and the very next day is Shabbos, same thing, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. Rabbi Yochanan says that if the egg is laid on Shabbos, and the next day is Yom Tif, you could have it on Yom Tif. If the egg is laid on Yom Tif, and the next day is Shabbos, you could have it on Shabbos. It's only asura bobayom. It's only going to be prohibited for consumption on the day in which it was laid. So what exactly is the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan? L'chor Rav Yochanan shita makes sense. Rav Yochanan who says, nol d'bazeh muteras bazeh, that's consistent with what we've been saying all along. After all, we've seen a machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel regarding the status of an egg on the day in which it was laid. However, there would be no reason to asur an egg based on what we know so far. There would be no reason to asur an egg on the next day. So says the Gemara, Neima Kasava Rav Kedusha Sachasi. Maybe the reason why Rav holds that when an egg is laid on Yom Tov, you cannot have it on the next day if the next day is Shabbos, or if it's laid on Shabbos, you can't have it the next day if the next day is Yom Tov, is because Shabbos and Yom Tov in this case is a Kedusha Achas. Says Rashi, Harei Hein Kiyom Echad Aruch. It's like one long extended day. Of course, it's a 48-hour period, but halachically, it's considered like one long day. And so therefore, nothing changes. When the sun sets on the first day and the next day begins, halachically speaking, it's one continuous status of Kedusha, and therefore, whatever was Asur on the first day is automatically going to be prohibited on the second day as well. So says the Gemara, that can't be. V'amar Rav, after all, Rav himself taught, Halacha ke'arba zekenim, v'alibidur v'liezer, the halacha is in accordance with the four elders, the four sages, in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who taught the Amar Shtei Kedushas Hein, that in fact when you have Shabbos followed by Yom Tif, or Yom Tif followed by Shabbos, it's considered Shtei Kedushas. They are considered to have two separate designations of sanctity. And so therefore that cannot be the basis of the Shita of Rav in this case. Elo says, Gemara, perhaps, Hocha b'hachana de Rabbi Kemiflugi. The machlokas over here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is the machlokas is based on what we called previously Hachana the Rabbah. You remember that previously the Gemara told us that Rabbah was of the opinion that any food that is going to be consumed on a day of Shabbos or Yom Tov must have been designated and prepared beforehand on a day of Chol. Now in this case, if the egg was laid on Shabbos, it was not properly prepared on a day of Chol. If the egg was laid on Yom Tov, it was not properly prepared on a day of Chol. And it's for that reason why it is going to be forbidden for consumption on the second day. So, Rav is lay Achana d'Rabba. According to Rav, we hold, we accept the sheet of Achana d'Rabba. Rav Yochanan less lay Achana d'Rabba. And Rav Yochanan does not subscribe to this opinion. He says there is no requirement in HaTorah, the food that is going to be eaten on Shabbos and Yom Tov must have been prepared beforehand on the day of Chol. And if that's the case, if the egg is laid on Shabbos and the next day is Yom Tov, or Yom Tov, the next day of Shabbos, you could eat it on day two. Says the Gemara Kitanoi, that we see that this machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan is actually a machlokas Tanoi. Because we find Nol Dabajeh B'Shabbos Tocha B'Yom Tov. It says that if an egg is laid on Shabbos, it may be eaten on Yom Tov, B'Yom Tov Tocha B'Shabbos. If an egg is laid on Yom Tov and the next day of Shabbos, it may be eaten that day. So says the Tanakhava. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Adayin hi machlokas. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, this is still part of the machlokas beforehand that we saw. Shabishama yom tochal, Beis Hillel omrim lo tochal. In other words, the machlokas that we had in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the status of an egg which is laid on Yom Tov, does not only apply in a situation where we're talking about that day itself, but even if that Yom Tov is followed by a day of Shabbos, or Shabbos followed by a day of Yom Tov, Machlokas Beshama Beis Hillel would still apply. So this very point is the subject of Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanakhama says over here says that everybody agrees that on day two, the egg would be permissible, but we see the Rabbi Yehuda teaches in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that this is still included in the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara, Ushpezichne de Rav Ada Bar Ava havlu hanach beitzin miyom tif l'shabbos. The Rav Ada Bar Ava's host had certain eggs that were laid on Yom Tif, and in this case, like the case we're describing, the next day was Shabbos. So also the Kamei. So Rav Ada Bar Ava's host came before him, and Amar Lehi, and he asked him the following shaila: Mai la'atvinhu ha'idna minichlinhu l'machar. What is dalacha? Is it permissible for me to go ahead and roast the eggs today and eat them tomorrow? Remember, the eggs were laid on Yom Tif, so there's nothing wrong with kicking eggs on Yom Tif. Not only that, one is permitted to go ahead under certain circumstances. We'll actually discuss the details later in this Masechta, but we know that under certain circumstances, one may cook, prepare on Yom Tif for the next day of Shabbos. So over here he says, I understand I can't eat the egg today. However, is it permissible for me to go ahead and roast the eggs today and eat them tomorrow on Shabbos? So Amalei, so Rav Ada Bar Rava said to his host, Mai Daitech. What are you thinking when you ask that question? You're thinking, Rav Yochanan? You're thinking, well, you have Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan, whether you can eat an egg in this situation on day two. And we know that when you have Machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan, we paskin like Rav Yochanan. Is that what you're thinking? If so, Rav Ada Bar Rava argues, Afilu Rabbi Yochanan lo kashari ela lagoma l'machar, avadiyomei lo. Even Rabbi Yochanan the Mekel, the more lenient authority over here, only permits you to go ahead and swallow the egg l'machar, meaning on the second day of Shabbos. The reason it says swallow is, of course, once Shabbos comes, it's too late to cook. You cannot prepare the egg in any way. But if you want to have a raw egg, and you're comfortable eating it that way, so then Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, it's mutter. Avadiyomei, but on that day itself, meaning on Yom Tov, not only is it prohibited to eat it, but even betiltol, you're not even permitted to move it because it is muksa. V'hatanya, as we learned already in a brisa, please note that normally when it says in the Gemara v'hatanya, the Gemara is actually positioning itself to ask a question. Rashi over here says, v'hatanya is a siyata. It's actually coming to support this previous statement. It's not coming as a question. It's coming b'nechusa. It's coming really to just support this idea. The brisa says, achaz beitza shenolo b'shabbos. The achat beitza shenolo b'yomtif, ein metalkin lenosa lo lachasas basa kliv lelismoch ba kari amita. We had seen this brisa cited previously on the previous amud that if you have an egg which is laid on Shabbos or an egg which is laid on yomtif, it is not permitted. You're not permitted to move it ein metalkin lenosa lo lachasas basa kliv to cover a vessel vlo lismoch ba kari amita, not to stand it lengthwise. So you're going to have some piece of furniture that rests on top of it. So says Rav Ada Bar Ava, it's true that Rav Yochanan would allow a person to swallow this egg on Shabbos. If it's laid on Yom Tov and the next day of Shabbos, so at that point it's no longer muksa. If you want, you could eat it. It's too late to cook it because it's Shabbos, but okay, you could swallow it raw. However, to actually go ahead and prepare it on Yom Tov, that would require moving it. You cannot roast an egg without moving it. It's totally going to be forbidden for tiltol from moving it. And so therefore, that is not permissible, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mekel Shita, that is not allowed, as we find over here in this Brisa. And so therefore, Rav Ada Bar Ava ruled in this case, L'chuna. Continues the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Ushpozichne de Rav Papa, Rav Papa's host, for Amilahu gavad asa l'kamad de Rav Papa, there are those that say it wasn't actually his host, but rather somebody who came before Rav Papa, with the following shaila. Havulei hanach beitzim mishabbos liyamtif. He had several eggs that were laid on Shabbos, and that particular Shabbos happened to be an Erev Yom Tov. So it was a Shabbos followed immediately by a Yom Tov. So also l'kameh, he came before him, and Amalei, he says, Mahu l'machlinhu l'machar. He says, what's the din? Am I permitted to eat this tomorrow? Now this is a little different, because here Shabbos is first, the eggs were laid on Shabbos, and the second day is the Yom Tov. So he wants to know, can I eat it tomorrow and the next day? So Amalei, so he says, Zil ha'idna v'solamachar. So Rav Papa gives him a very strange answer. He said, please leave now and come back tomorrow. In other words, I don't want to answer the question right now. I'd rather answer it tomorrow. And why is that? Why would Rav Papa not answer him on that day. He said, "The Rav Lamuki Amori Ilavei Miyomatav Lechavre Mishum Shechrus," because Rav had the personal practice that he would not appoint a meturgaman, a translator, to stand before him as he delivered a drasha l'rabim miyomatav lechavre. Says Rashi, from a certain point in Yom Tov, when they started, after the point they had started eating, he would not actually give public drushos. So what it says over here, that he would not be mamed in maturgaman, what that basically means is that he would not give any public lectures. And why not? Mishum shichrus, because he was concerned of being intoxicated. What's the concern over here? So the last Rashi in the Yom Tov says, derav oroi hamoroi b'drasha shalom. Rav would be, when he gave drushos, he wouldn't just deliver words of inspiration and tell a nice word in the parasha. He would actually go ahead and teach halacha and paskin shailas. So he was actually going ahead and delivering words of horah, of actual practical instruction. Kedamirim v'kripakrisis, as the Gemara Krisis tells us, the Rav would do. V'shikor asa lahoros. And halacha is that a person who is intoxicated is not permitted to go ahead and to issue a halachic ruling. Dechsiv, as it says, Yayin v'sheichor al teisht, uksiv, and it says right afterwards, lahoros es b'nei Yisrael. So you find the Torah speaks about the prohibition of consuming wine, and immediately thereafter it says, has an expression, lahoros es b'nei Yisrael, to teach, to instruct the Jewish people. So Rav says, based on here, you see that a person is not permitted to go ahead and to paskin shailos when he's under the influence of alcohol. And so therefore, Rav had the personal practice of not answering shailos, or in his case, he wouldn't deliver public drushes because they involved halachic discourses on Yom Tov, because he was concerned about shiflos. So here, Papa says as well, I don't want to answer the question today, because if I do so, I will be in violation of this standard that was set. Namely, I don't want to answer shailos when there's a concern that I'm under the influence of alcohol. So continues the Gemara on the bottom of the page. Ki also lamacha, when he came back the next day, so Amalei, Rav Papa said to him, "Iku hashta ishtaloi," which means had you waited, had you not waited until now, had I answered the shaila yesterday, ishtaloi, I would have made a mistake. Says Rashi, I would have forgotten the halacha. How so? What would I have said? But Amrilach, I would have said as follows. Rav v'Rabbi Yochanan, halacha v'Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said that when you have a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we follow Rabbi Yochanan. That's how I would have told you. However, ha'amar Rava, but Rava taught, hilchus kavaseh de Rav b'hani tlas ben l'kula ben l'chumra. That Rava taught that there is an exception to that rule. Generally speaking, when you have a machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha v'Rabbi Yochanan. However, there are three cases in which we rule like Rav over Rav Yochanan, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, whether that's going to go in the lenient position or in the strict position. And in this particular case, I would have mistakenly, if you would have asked me yesterday and I would have answered yesterday, I would have ruled incorrectly like Rav Yochanan. Says Rashi over here, ishtaloi shachachti v'shagagti, I would have made a mistake, v'yisim morav l'heter, and I would have told you it's mutter, Mishum the kamilon the shar duchti, because generally speaking we hold Rabbi Yochanan lochi Rabbi Yochanan. Achshav yocha dechisicha. However, says Rashi, now it's good that I pushed you off till today, v'nizkarti, and now I remember. Oh, that would have been a mistake, because this is one of those three exceptions. This is one of those instances in which we say that the machlokas speaks Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan halacha kirav. Continues the Gemara in the fourth line on Dalet and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Eitzim shenoshu min adekel v'shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says, what happens if you have branches that fell from a palm tree on Shabbos? Osur lahasikon v'yomtif. It is not permitted to go ahead and burn them on Yomtif if Yomtif is the following day. So we're talking about the same general scenario over here, where you have a day of Shabbos that is followed by a day of Yomtif. Rabbi Yochanan says, if the branches fell off the tree on Shabbos, and the very next day is Yom Tov, you're not permitted to use that wood for firewood. Now, when you think about it, this would seem to go against the last ruling that we saw Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that an egg which is laid on Shabbos and the next day is Yom Tov, you could eat it on the next day. So, over here, why is this different? Really, conceptually, it's a very similar situation. In one case, the egg was laid on Shabbos and then it was followed by a day of Yom Tov. And in this case, the branches fall off the tree on Shabbos, and it's also followed by a day of Yom Tov. So we would have expected to see the same ruling, either l'kula l'chumra. But over here we find that Rabbi Yochanan is ruling inconsistently. So Rabbi Yochanan himself addresses this question. He says, "V'al tishiveni beitza." Don't ask me, Akasha, what about beitza? Says Rashi, don't ask me, Shamartiba, that I said, no, d'bazem u'teros bazem. It's true that I said that if an egg is laid on Shabbos and the next day is Yom Tif, it's going to be mutter on the next day. The hocha shayach l'meisar tzvei. This case is different, and there's more of a reason to be strict. Why? My time, continues the Gemara, beitza mishum debiyoma nami chazel agoma v'lo kashari lo adlamachar. When it comes to an egg, when you think about it, on the day that it was laid, the day of Shabbos, technically speaking, if it were to be mutter, you could swallow it that day. It does not require any other malacha, any other preparation. You could swallow a raw egg. And yet, we say no, you have to wait until the next day. You're not permitted to, because as we explained, a beitza shenolda on that day is going to be aser. So therefore, may the yadiya debas yomi asura. So therefore, everybody's going to know that it was aser on that day, and it only became mutter the subsequent day. However, eitzim de lo chazulu yomayhu. When branches fall off a tree on Shabbos, they're of no use whatsoever. What are you going to do with them? You're going to burn them? You can't burn them. You can't start a fire on Shabbos anyway. So they're useless to you. So therefore, Yishari l'hula machar, if we would then go ahead and say it's permitted the next day, Asi l'meimah, this would lead to people saying mistakenly, B'yomayu nami shari, that it would even be mutter on that day. And the only reason why you didn't actually burn it yesterday is because it was Shabbos. But let's say it was the reverse scenario. Let's say the case was that the branches fell off the tree on Yom Tov. Maybe you would say it wouldn't be Aser Bo Bayom. And so therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, there's a difference between the case of the egg and the case of the wood. In the case of the egg, the fact that you're not having it on Shabbos, everybody realizes that Bo Bayom it is Aser, because after all, what's stopping you from swallowing the egg on that day? So therefore, the fact that we make you wait to the next day is very clear that it's Aser on day one, and it becomes mutter on day two. However, in the case of the Eitzim, the fact that you're not doing anything with the Eitzim on Shabbos proves nothing, because the fact of the matter is, they're useless to you on Shabbos. What are you going to do with them anyway? And so therefore, if we wait until the next day and we say, oh, you're permitted to use it now, they're going to say, really, it was actually mutter on Shabbos. It's just that it was lochazal asaka. There was nothing that you could do with them, but there was no isim muktzah. And the truth is, that's not true. On that very day, it is going to be muktzah. Thank you.